Thank you, Derek. That was wonderful. Thank you very much. Now, I'm sure that most of you understood the gospel reading that we have just heard from Catherine. So I'm going to ask you a question. How many of you can recall the number of Beatitudes in the Bible? And if so, what are they? Come on, be honest. All right, we'll put you out of your mercy here. Jesus began his Sermon on the Mount, listing 8 spiritual trials that would lead to true happiness. And they are: blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely. But what does a beatitude mean? These spiritual traits of character are known as the Beatitudes, from the Latin word for happy or blessed, since each of these verses start with the word blessed, as in Matthew and in Luke. This leads into each of the Beatitudes. The Christian blessedness is completely untouchable and unassailable. No one, said Jesus, will take your joy from you. The Beatitudes speak of that joy which seeks us through our pain, that joy which sorrow and loss and pain and grief are powerless to touch. Now, I'm sure you're all going to be very happy to know that I have only picked a few issues out of the 8 for us to think about today. So we're not going to go through the 8 and discuss them individually. Catherine read in the Gospel today from Luke 6. A similar Gospel in Matthew reconfirms the Lord's wishes. The 8 Beatitudes each follow a pattern of structure. The Beatitudes are comprised of 3 elements: a pronouncement of blessing, a quality of life, and a reason why the recipient should be considered blessed. The first element is found in the word blessed, which introduces each of the Beatitudes. After each spiritual trait, Jesus Christ gave the outcome it will produce. The blessing is the will and the blessing that is being brought. These blessings will each reach their complete fulfillment in the kingdom of God. But these blessings also have an aspect for this life. Some, and also many of the Beatitudes, can seem counterintuitive at times, at first glance. How are the poor in spirit blessed? How can someone who is mourning or being persecuted be blessed or happy? Within Christ's sermon, it is a detailed explanation of how to pray. In Matthew 6, Jesus said that Converted Christians are not to be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Rather, he told us to go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. Also, when we pray, we are not to use vain repetitions. We are not to just repeat the same words over and over again. Jesus then gave an outline of how we should pray, praising God in heaven and asking that his kingdom would come to this earth. We need to ask God for his daily bread. Of course we do. We need to have our food on a daily basis. And it's one of our basic needs. And especially, we need to ask him for forgiveness. After this, Jesus admonished everyone to forgive others their sins and offences, so that our Heavenly Father will forgive us. Jesus Christ also discussed the topic of wealth. Where is our treasure? Which master do we serve? We cannot serve God and mammon or riches. Therefore, we are not to worry about things in this life, what we will eat and drink, or what we will wear. Our Heavenly Father already knows our needs. Jesus also stated that God takes care of the needs of the birds, and he is certainly able to take care of our needs as well. Jesus then clearly shows us what our top priority should be in life. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. And I think you might agree with me that the words of his and this sermon today are as relevant today as they were when Christ spoke them. Thanks be to God. Amen.